Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, April 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello! How you doing, Andy? Are you well?
I am well. It's Masters Week. This is brilliant, wonderful, excellent. Good Friday off to play some golf myself in the morning.
I'm also playing golf with you.
And then I'll come home and I'll watch the Masters, and that will be interspersed with football games. It's just going to be a lovely weekend.
Excellent.
And joining myself and Gordo this week, Trampled Bet regular co-host, Mr. Joey Slenzak. How you doing, Joey?
Hey, guys. Could have done a little better last week, but all things considering, I think I'm doing okay.
Indeed. And we're just about to, as always, start the show off with a recap of last week where we had vastly different fortunes. But we're going to go through that right now. If you're new to the podcast, we start every show with a recap of last week. So there are no secrets here. There are no results hidden. We're very upfront about how we got on in the previous week's show. We then have a slight break and then on to the picks for the weekend ahead. It's all football. It's global in nature. And a varied selection of picks from what we consider banker bets all the way through to outsider bets, which are our big underdog prices. So with no further ado, let's recap last week's show. My banker was on Sunday in the Italian top flight, the Serie A, for Roma against Sampdoria. This one cruised in with a 3-0 Roma win. It was 0-0 at halftime, but Sampdoria got a man sent off early in the second half, and it just turned into a very easy home victory. In fact, when Roma were up with 1-0 up with 10 minutes to go, I think the score was still 1-0. They were 1-40. Like, it was just nailed on. So a nice banker win for me at odds of 4-9.
What idiot priced Barcelona as 1-3 at the weekend playing against Elche? I gave so little background into this because of how ridiculous I thought the odds were.
It was Barcelona. It was a stick on.
1-3. They won 4-0. They were up 1-0 at half time. Like, it was quite funny. I had a look at their stats after the game, and I was like, oh, their XG was like 1.77. It's like they vastly outperformed how the expected goals would come in. But yeah, they won 4-0. They just do what Barcelona do against teams that they need to beat. They beat them. That was it. So that was Sunday for me, which led us on to Joey, who did a very late banker, actually, on the Monday night. So, Joey, how did your banker go on?
Yeah, last pick of the weekend, and it was not the the turn of fortunes I was hoping for. I had Kargum Rook over 2.5, and that one finished 1-0. There was a first-half goal by Mbaye Diagne on the 27th minute. But, yeah, I mean, both sides had 11 shot attempts. Istanbul Spor had 3 on goal, and Kargum Rook had 5 on goal. So, but unfortunately, we didn't get at least one more goal. But yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah, not to be for the banker treble, but 2 out of 3 in, which took us on to the value picks. And I was in Germany for mine. Union Berlin, who have aspirations at the title, I guess, they're right up the top of the league. We're at home to a very poor Stuttgart side, and we're priced at better than even money. Which represented, in my eyes, a whole lot of value. And Union Berlin went ahead and won this game 3-0. It was 0-0 at halftime, but it ended up being insanely comfortable. And my value picks sailed down at better than evens, 11-10 or 12-11.
Nice one. My value will start a bit of a trend for me, which all the rest of my games were 1-0, but the way that I wanted them to be. So this was Le Havre away at Pau, and they won this game 1-0, surprisingly. They were 7-5 to do so. Didn't have the best of the game, but they are the best team in the league for the reason. And that's, they know how to win games. They'd more possession, but they'd half the amount of goal attempts, half the amount of, they'd one shots and goal. They'd one shot and goal and scored it. Poe only had two, but they did have 13 on target. So they were going at them. Le Havre at the moment, they're top of the league for a reason. And it's because they know how to dispatch teams that are further down. And they did so rather handily with a 1-0 win. So Joey, how was your value pick?
Yeah, no, much like our banker pick, this one did not come in as well. I had Wellington Phoenix to win against Melbourne Victory. And I was kicking myself for this one because the optimist in me was thinking, okay, I really love this as Wellington to score in the first half. That was at 1.88, something like that, 1.9. Drifted all the way out towards the evens, actually, right before kickoff. And so my whole thought process was, okay, yeah, I'd really love them to score the first goal, but if they end up going on and winning the game, like I expect them to, I'd be kicking myself for not taking the win, going with the shorter odds at that point. But it was, in fact, the opposite, in which they scored in the first half, and then two second-half goals off corners kind of ruined that, and Melbourne Victory ended up winning 2-1.
Yeah, that was really unfortunate, that one, because that was the one where you're like, there's nothing worse than suggesting the correct bet and talking yourself into a safer bet that loses. You're like,
yeah,
it happens, man.
It does indeed. But 2 out of 3, again, for the value picks. On to the outsiders, and this is where we take a selection that the bookies have priced up as an underdog, and usually we get some pretty hefty prices in here. I was in the Japanese top flight, the J1 League, very early kickoff on Saturday morning of 7 a.m. UK time. For Sagan Tosu versus Tokyo, and Sagan Tosu went off here as 3-1 underdogs at home, and they won the game 1-0, a 96th-minute winner for Sagan Tosu, which now means they have beaten Tokyo the last 8 times the sides have played each other. 8 in a row. 8 wins in a row.
I mean, 7 wins in a row. Man.
7 wins in a row before coming into this game, and they were 3-1. That just seemed a wee bit mental. So they've done it again, and a nicely big priced outsider came in for me.
It was nice that the gods decided to move your outsider from 19 to 10. To
all the
to
way
one,
out to three.
3-1. Yeah. Nothing better than a wee bit of drift.
Well, Tokyo are a better team than Sagan.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. That's the
thing. They are.
I looked at it and I was like, yeah, this is, I can't believe they've beaten them that many times.
They just beat them every time. Like that was the, you know, that was the reason that I selected them. And that was the reason their price was so big, is that Tokyo are a better team, but they just beat them. So 8 in a row. So I don't know if I'll revisit this when the sides meet later at Tokyo's ground in maybe 3 or 4 months' time, but I may very well do.
Possibly. My outsider continued the theme of 1-0 wins with the rather large-priced Fiorentina at 15-4.
Great pick.
Winning against Inter 1-0. No early payout in this one, so a bit of a sweat, but Fiorentina were good. I watched the last 10 minutes of it, which probably the most painful part.
Just to give yourself maximum stress.
There was like, I say the last 10 minutes, I watched 80 to 96, so the last 16 minutes. It was a real good result for Fiorentina and testament to the fact that they're the form team in the league just now, and they played Inter at completely the right time. Inter are not having a good time at the moment. 15-4 came in, so really happy with that outsider pick. I hate passing these to you at the moment, Joey. How did your outsider go on?
Yeah, we could argue that this might have been the most heartbreaking pick of the weekend. I had Freiburg win plus both to score, and it finished 1-1. And we had our both teams to score by the 77th minute. But yeah, Hertha just really had so many more chances that they were catching them on the break. And granted, both sides missed plenty of lead, so it could have been 2-2 to be completely fair. But yeah, I was really hoping they'd be able to sort of build on that first half lead that didn't end up coming. And then, yeah, Hertha just, they kind of capitalized on a mistake at the back. And then, yeah, away she goes.
Familiar theme this week, 2 out of 3 in the outsiders, but those prices, 3-1 and 15-4, that's a pretty good result overall for the show. I take the outsiders as a Trixie, so I only need 2 out of 3 for a return. So that was a successful endeavor. On to the charity treble. This is a pick from each of us. £10 of our own money and any winnings or and the stake, any returns go to a charity of our choosing. I played it safe here. I say safe. It wasn't that safe. It was around even money, but I really fancied Inverness to get a result away at Morton. And Inverness were 5-2 underdogs for this. So I took them on the double chance and they went ahead and won this game 2-1. Away at Morton, which is a fantastic result for them. It was an 80. They took the lead, were pegged back, and then scored an 88th minute winner that we didn't even need because we were on the double chance of Inverness or draw. So that was my charity pick in and completed a 4 out of 4 perfect week for myself.
Yeah, I was similar. And if you can guess the score of Genoa versus Regina, it was 1-0. Genoa beat Regina 1-0. This was on Friday night, and I say it was comfortable. I had maximum confidence in Genoa doing this. Massimo Coda scored in the first half, and they just saw out the game at the moment. Regina are in a bad shake, and there was a whole bunch of cards in this game. And one of the nice things about it is, see, when you're 1-0 up and the cards start flying, you think the other team have lost their rag here. And about 60 minutes in, I was pretty confident that this was gonna come in. So yeah, I had Genoa beat Regina 1-0, which led us on to...
Which, Gordon?
Yes?
Means a 4 out of 4, 100% perfect week for yourself.
Another 4 out of 4. So 4 out of 4 for Andy, 4 out of 4 for Gordo. I leave you on 0 of 3 for Joey. And ask him, yeah. Joey, how did your charity go on?
Yeah, this one, yeah. If I definitely wanted that Wellington one really fucking bad. But if I wanted to get any other one, it would have been this one for the charity travel. But yeah, I had PSG both teams to score in over 2.5, and unfortunately, we had another 1-0 game. It was a tough one because Lyon had a penalty in the first half where Alexander Lacazette, who was one of my keys to why I like this to go over in both teams to score, he ends up hitting the post. It happens. They can't parry the follow-up. But yeah, the PSG had a somewhat decent shout for a penalty as well. Would have been massively harsh, but... Based on the new rules,
well, you'd have taken it.
You'd have absolutely
given a penalty in a second for that, I'm assuming.
But yeah, no, overall, I mean, just watching the game, PSG really didn't have too much of an advantage. Once Lyon went up 1-0, it was just kind of parking the bus and then catching them on the counter. And PSG just really lacked so much creativity when you actually force them to break you down. It's wild versus just having Mbappe running behind and catch you on the counter, which is kind of what I was hoping would happen, but not so.
Unfortunate, and it means 2 out of 3 for the charity. So no charity this week, but very, very close. 4 out of 4 weeks for myself, 4 out of 4 weeks for Gordo, 0 out of 4 for Joey. We've all done it, Joey. I think myself, then Gordo last week.
I literally did it the week before, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn.
My only little segue here is, that being said, into this next little bit we've got here, the middle section, I technically did have 4 winners from that could have gone into every category.
That's the
enticement to getting the Patreon package. Yeah, we're trying to reel you in. Yeah, just trying to really hit on all the content.
There we go. But it would remiss of me not to notify Gary right now that we need the 0 of 4 sound effects, please.
Yeah, I deserve it.
Plenty of opportunity to correct that with next week's picks, which will follow a short advert. But as Joey says, if you fancy giving something back to the podcast, you can support us by becoming a member of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon, which costs around £6 a month. You go to patreon.com/tramplebet or just download the excellent Patreon app and search for Trampled Bet. Sign up to be a member of the club. You get the early release of this podcast as a special video podcast, a middle section instead of the advert where we talk through picks that we like that didn't make the show, and Joey's made reference to the fact they had a very successful middle section last week. You also get all the podcast picks each week written down in a handy cheat sheet format, so you don't need to remember the picks from the show that you particularly liked. You can just bring that up on your phone whenever you need to. And you also get extra content podcasts, and we are just recorded our Masters podcast for this week. So this is Tuesday evening, so that'll be available Tuesday night, all day Wednesday, before the Masters starts on Thursday, and all Patreon members can have a look at that now, in addition to the MLB show that myself and Gordon did last week, previewing the Major League Baseball season. So there's loads of extra content stuff in there. Loads of reasons to become a member, and you get to give something back and keep us going as a going concern. We really appreciate all the Patreon members that have signed up. Thank you very much. And anyone else that wants to join that club, we'd be delighted to have you. So we're heading to the break just now. Patreons, we'll see you for the middle section, and we'll see everyone else after this short break.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back. And now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, April 8th, 2023. As usual, banker picks, value picks, outsider picks, and then we round up with our charity treble for the week. And I shall kick us off with my banker for the weekend, which is Sunday at 7 a.m. in the Japanese top flight, the J1 League, for Avispa Fukuoka against Kyoto Sanga. We're now six games into this J1 League season, and Avispa Fukuoka have started really well. They've gained 11 points, which puts them joint fourth in the table. One of the reasons for this is their excellent home record, where they have taken a maximum 9 points from three home games. They are incredibly well organized, as we've seen the last couple of seasons. They've been in the top flight, and they are insanely tough to beat at home. They have also won the last three matches they have played head-to-head against Kyoto Sanga. Kyoto Sanga have started this season well after having avoided relegation into the J2 League, after finishing third bottom last year. So that's a playoff place against the teams in the J2 League. But they made it through that playoff and retained their top flight. They are going to struggle this year, though. I think that's pretty much agreed upon, especially against the league's quality teams and the sides that organise themselves well. And that's evidenced by their last away game, which was a 5-0 hammering at the hands of FC Tokyo in the cup. I like the idea that Fukuoka will keep this game tight. They will probably win, but they will at least manage a draw. So I'm going to take Avispa Fukuoka on the double chance here. So a home win or a draw, and the odds of that are bankerish at 1-4. So Avispa Fukuoka versus Kyoto Sanga, and that's the 1x double chance. So a Fukuoka home win or a draw, 1-4. And that's my banker this week.
Fantastic. And luckily, the banker treble will be paid for, as Athletic Bilbao have just scored and Inaki Williams has put them up 1-0. So a good start for Andy there for the in-play markets. Yeah, so
which no one but the patrons know about.
Yeah, but that's fine. So yeah, I am in Italy on Friday night at 6 p.m. For my banker. And it is hot Serie A favourites Napoli to beat the worst form team in the league, Lecce. And you'll get them at 7-11 to do so. So yeah, Napoli are top of the league, taking 71 points from 28 games. Lecce are in 16th, two spots outside relegation, taking 27 points from 28 games. Lecce's last five results have been a loss to Empoli, a loss to Fiorentina, a loss to Torino, a loss to Inter, and a loss to Sassuolo. Napoli, over the last few games, they got absolutely trounced by AC Milan last week, but did well against Torino, winning 4-0. They beat Frankfurt 3-0. They beat Atalanta 2-0 and lost to Lazio in there. Now, the reason you're getting a big price here is Napoli have struggled in the past against Lecce. They drew one each at the start of the season, and in the previous iteration of this game, which was played in 2020, they lost 3-2. That isn't the Napoli that are running away with the Serie A. This is, and they're going to beat them handsomely this weekend. You'll get them at 7-11 or 4-7 to do so, depending on bookmakers, and with the firepower that they've got and their aspirations to keep winning this league, I think this is a good bet. Joey, where are we at banker-wise?
Yeah, so the one nice part about going 0-4 last week is only one way to go up.
Absolutely.
It's hard to do worse than that. So for my, not my first pick chronologically, but my first pick on the show, got my banker in Germany in the Bundesliga. And I like Bochum or draw, and you can get that at 1.55-ish. That's going to be on Sunday at 4:30.
So for this one, we've got a relegation six-pointer with Bochum two spots above the relegation zone on 14th with 26 points. And Stuttgart are firmly planted at the bottom of the league on 20 points. So a lot of Bochum's woes have actually come away from home. And they've managed to pick up 19 of 26 points and 18 of 28 goals at home. And their goals conceded is also significantly better at home, where they've had only 1.75 conceded. I know it's not ideal, but that's versus 2.57 away from home. So they're obviously showing out for the fans. They're giving them good results, or at least trying to. Whereas Stuttgart are in similar boat, only picking up 5 points in their 13 away matches. And their goal output is the same home and away, but they've conceded 29 goals away from home for a minus 16 goal differential.
Ugh.
Versus 13 at home for a zero goal differential. So I, even just looking at that, I mean, that's enough right there. But Stuttgart has only won once in their last 12 league matches overall. They've only won twice in their last 15 away matches. While, granted, Bochum have kind of struggled a little bit recently with 4 losses in their last 8 in all competitions. Or in 4 losses in their last 8 league matches and 7 losses in their last 11 in all competitions. But taking friendlies out of that equation, Bochum have only lost twice in their last 9 home league matches. And that includes wins against Frankfurt, Union Berlin, Gladbach, Hoffenheim, and most recently Leipzig. Bochum are undefeated in their last 3 matches with wins against Cologne and Leipzig and a draw away to Frankfurt. So I wouldn't be surprised if Bochum end up winning this outright, but I also can't see them losing to a Stuttgart side that hasn't won in 12 straight competitive away matches. So their only wins away from home have come in friendlies. And so a little bit kind of all over the place there, but yeah, I don't see Bochum losing this one.
Okay, Doc. I'm going to help you here, Joey. I think with the juju by saying I do not like this pick as a banker at all. Just a 2-1 team on the double chance doesn't spark banker for me. But that might help you.
Yeah, you did like his Freiburg pick last week.
It was, I did. Yeah, I really liked that one. So
yeah. And I also look at that from the other side where I don't love Stuttgart as a 2.3 favorite or whatever.
No, I hate that. I absolutely hate well that. Draw,
yeah, just given their league form and home and away splits, I think Bochum are definitely going to feel a lot more comfortable at home. So hopefully we get that out of the way.
Yeah. Okay, Doc. So that's the banker picks. So Avispa Fukuoka are draw at 1-4. Napoli win at 13-20. And Bochum or draw at 4-7. Combining the 3 bankers makes a banker treble this week of 2.24-1. So that's quite a good price over 2-1 for something that we, the 3 of us, individually think are bankers for this weekend. On to the value picks. And I'm staying in Japan. It's another Sunday game, this time at 11 a.m. for Kashiwa Reysol versus the Kashima Antlers. And the away win for Kashima here is, I think, quite well priced at even money. Kashiwa Reysol have started the 2023 season incredibly poorly. They've got just 2 points from the 6 matches that they've played so far. and they've only scored 3 goals but conceded 11 in that process. The Antlers haven't exactly been brilliant, or just mid-table, 7 points gained from their 6 matches. But 6 of those 7 points have come from their 3 away games. The sides have met 3 times since the beginning of last season. The Antlers have won twice. The other match ended in a draw. Kashiwa are just in a slump. I'd be betting on any team that was playing them, not to mention a Kashima side that will have sort of top of the table aspirations. Now's just a very good time to be backing against Kashiwa Reysol, and I think that even money on offers for the Antlers represents some good value.
Nice one. I am in Italy for most of my picks for the rest of the week. And this is in the Sierra A, and I'll be taking Sassuolo away from home on Saturday the 8th. And I'll be taking Sassuolo. It's a 5:30 kickoff, and I'll be taking them at what I consider the rather spicy odds of 7-4. So 7-4 is a pretty big priced value pick. Why, you ask? Well, Sassuolo have been really good recently. In their last 5 games, they've won 4 and drawn 1. They drew the one game they did draw was against Torino. They beat Spezia, they beat Roma 4-3, they beat Cremonese, and they beat Lecce. So they're beating teams towards the bottom of the table. Contrast this with Verona, who lost to Juve, lost to Sampdoria, drew in Monza, drew with Spezia, and lost to Fiorentina in this in their run here. So they haven't been very good over the last 5 games. What actually struck me about this game was Sassuolo's away record at Verona is really good over the last... So they've played, since 2018, they've played 4 times at Verona. Every one of them has been won by Sassuolo. So they won 3-2 here, won 2-0 in 2020, 1-0 in 2019, 1-0 in 2018. They just seem to have a bit of a thing going for them at the moment. If you look at the overall standings in Serie A, Sassuolo are in 12th. They've taken 37 points from 28 games. Verona are in the relegation zone, taking 19 points from 28 games. They're not very good this season. Sassuolo, I think, will be up for this. And I think they'll fancy their chances. And at 7-4, I could have made it an outsider.
That's an outsider price. Like that, they're an underdog.
Could have made them an outsider. But I think it more... I don't feel they're actually an outsider. So I think they fit more into the value column. Value it is. Joey.
Yeah, it's your prerogative, yeah. Gordo. Your prerogative.
I thought it was because it didn't reach the 2-1 minimum for outsiders.
Well, I mean, that is
that 2-1 completely arbitrary thing that Gordon made up. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
But it is a thing I made up, but it is a thing I think you're forgetting. So it isn't 2-1. It's not an outsider.
It's a thing for you.
It's not a thing. So,
yeah, and yeah, Joey.
It's a thing for Gordo, Joey. Well, it's not a thing
Andy.
For
let me.
Let
me just get him sorted here. Joey, what have you got? Well, I'm sure it's bigger than that for my value. Yeah, what you got?
We'll go on to my value in Australia. And for the Patreon members, we'll know there's been plenty of both teams to score and over 2.5 shouts already. So this will be what I think is the best of them. And I like Melbourne Victory hosting Perth Glory. And you can get both teams to score and over 2.5 at even money. So that's going to be at 6 a.m. on Sunday. Victory playing at home should have more than enough to grab 2+ goals. And the way they've been playing, including that last match against Wellington, unfortunately, if you can't beat them, join them. You know what they say. But yeah, they've only kept 1 clean sheet in their last 14 overall. They've seen both teams to score in 5 of their last 6 home matches. Perth has actually scored in 13 straight matches overall, with both teams to score in over 2.5 in 11 of their last 12. During that stretch. Away from home, they've also seen both teams to score in over 2.5 in 4 straight matches and 7 of their last 10 away from home. So interestingly, I think this whole both teams to score, the both teams to score part is fairly certain in my mind. I think the books are kind of shading this towards a victory win to nil, which I think that's kind of, you run into a little bit of the whole public money sort of, oh, I know Melbourne Victory. Yeah. So we'll throw money on that. Yeah. But mm-hmm. I think they are kind of starting to turn the corner. And the mad part about this league is they're only like 4 points out of the playoff spots. The Sydney in the last playoff spot is on like 28 points, we'll call it. And Brisbane Roar in last place are on like 23 points. So there's really less than 2 or 3 matches separating these sides with, I think it's 6 matches left to go in the season. Definitely less than 6. So there's still plenty of movement and still plenty of to play for. And you could argue that all of these teams that aren't in the playoffs are kind of able to get in, and they're still be vying, and they don't want to go down. They don't want to concede. So Perth is still going to be fighting for this. And the one interesting fact that I like is Victory have seen first half both teams to score in three of their last six home matches, and Perth have seen it in four straight away matches. So hopefully this is done sooner rather than later. But yeah, no, I think the way that both teams kind of attack first halves, Victory could very well get at least one. And then I think Perth, they're not going to give up at anything. They were down 2-0 the last week and came back to claw at 2-2. So hopefully we get lots of goals in this one.
Ideal. So the value picks for this week: a win for the Kashima Antlers, a win for Sassuolo, and over 2.5 goals in both teams to score in the contest between Melbourne Victory and Perth Glory. Combining the three value picks makes a trample bet value treble of 10.27-1. Double figures over the 10-1 mark. That's pretty hefty, mainly in thanks to myself and Joey both taking slightly bigger than even money shouts, but Gordo almost up at 2-1. So
hey, when you're winning, mate, when you're winning, it's the kind of things you do. I've got a good feeling about it, and I think it's the right time to be back in them.
Superb. Well, on to the outsiders. We've been very successful at outsiders this season. And we went 2 for 3 last week as well, on some big price shouts, returning good profit if you're backing them as a Trixie and you only need the 2 out of 3, but we're trying to go 3 out of 3 this week. I'm doing something that's probably going to be frowned upon, which is backing my own team here, and backing my own team who are in a terrible run of form as well. Sunday at 12 p.m. Easter Sunday in Scotland in the top flight, the Premiership, for Dundee United versus Hibs. I am a season ticket holder at Dundee United, and while we're still rooted to the bottom of the table, it's been night and day in terms of performances since we sacked Liam Fox and appointed Jim Goodwin about a month ago. We lost 2-0 at Ibrox last week. That's to be expected. Everybody goes to Ibrox and loses apart from Celtic, and even sometimes Celtic. So I wouldn't read too much into that. The week before was an absolute farce. We were denied a win against St Mirren by a ludicrous penalty decision from the referee that VAR didn't even bother looking at, and got routinely lambasted on all the highlights programs, and ended up with some review into VAR in Scottish football. So we've transformed from a team that routinely just got beat into a team that's fighting for everything, picking up several draws in the process, and we're finally got a bit of an attacking nature about us, and we're having shots at goal. We had something like 35 shots at goal over the 2-game period before the Rangers defeat. So this is something that's just completely different to how Liam Fox had us playing, and we're looking much, much better. It's a huge game in terms of trying to stay in the league. It's the Scottish Premiership's TV game on Sky Sports on Easter Sunday. The players will be absolutely right up for it, and Jim Goodwin will assure that we are right up for it and take the game to Hibs at home from the moment the first whistle goes. Now, despite United's struggles of recently, Hibs are a team that we continually seem to get consistent results against. The last 5 meetings have been a draw, a United home win, a draw, a Hibs away win, and then a United away win. So despite the fact that we've had our own problems this year, Hibs seem to be the team that we can get something against. So I expect this to be a lot closer than the bookies have it priced up as, which is currently 13-5 for a Dundee United win. Hibs have lost their last 3 games on the spin, albeit they've been tough games. They've played both Rangers and Celtic in that span, but it is 3 losses in a row. So it's maybe not the best time to be visiting a team that are fighting for survival. And a 3-1 home loss to Motherwell last week wasn't that impressive.
That was crap. The rest had been all right. You know, we took the lead at Ibrox. We're fine. But that Motherwell game was dross.
Yeah, that was just bad. So coming into this against a team that really need the points and are playing a lot differently than they were previously. You know, this game a month ago, you could have just put a stick on Hibs' win.
And you'd get a man sent off.
Yeah.
That's how we
would have walked it. Yeah. But it's different now. And I just think the 13-5 is quite a big price. It's certainly big enough for me to be interested in it. So I'll take Dundee United as my outsider this week.
Cool beans. I'm very much hopeful your outsider comes in. I just wish it wasn't against my team. So I am in the Sierra A again, unsurprisingly, as I've been for most of my picks this week. And I, for my outsider, I fancy Bologna away at Atalanta at 9-2 or 17-4. Only one book has it at 17-4.
Huge, huge price.
Huge. So
huge.
Why do I think this is a good time to get on the Bologna hype? Well, these teams are not too far away from each other in the league. It's sixth versus eighth. Bologna taking 48 points from their 28 games. Atalanta taking 48 points from the 28 games. Bologna taking 40 points from their 28 games. So not too far away from each other. Bologna have scored 36 and conceded 36. as things should be, all perfectly equal, as all things should be. Atalanta scored 47 and conceded 32. I don't like how Atalanta play against teams that are worse than them. Now, this is a kind of running thing with them. Their last three results had been a 2-1 win against Empoli, good for them, a 0-0 draw with Udinese and losing to Lecce in there. In their last three games, they've not picked up points against teams that they probably should have. Apart from that, they've been very good at home. They beat Sampdoria in there, and they had a cup game. They won 10-1 against Crema. Women, I'm assuming, are from the same area as Cremonese. They're in a league that I don't know about in Italy, which is pretty low. Bologna have been pretty good of recent. If you look at their kind of form, they beat Udinese last week 3-0, and this is where a lot of this is coming from. I watched this game, and they looked really good. They were 2-0 up at halftime, and then in the second half, they scored a third and just piled on all the changes and just decided they were going to keep it away. And this is better than they've been for a good many years. They get a really good result, a 1-0 win against Inter. They drew 0-0 with Lazio in there. So this is about how Bologna play against good teams and how about Atalanta play against bad teams in this league. Their head-to-head record is shocking. Much the same as Max Homa and the Masters, Bologna do not beat Atalanta. I think that's about to change. The last five results they've had have been two draws and three Atalanta wins in there. You'd have to go back to 2019 for the last Bologna positive result, which was a 2-1 win in there. They're always in the same league, so they play each other a lot. I just think this is a good time to be back in Bologna. They've got a lot of real good talent in that team, and you know, I feel it's a good time to get on them. So, yeah, 9-2 for that. I've had quite a lot of success with backing Italian mid-table teams to get good results against the better lot. So I'm going to continue to do that.
Ambitious,
yes. Joey, where are you for your outsider?
Yeah, so for my outsider, I'm going to be in League 2. And it's going to be a proper 3 p.m. kickoff, this time on Friday, though. So one day earlier. But I like Walsall to draw again. And that's going to be at 3.2. So there's only 7 matches left in the season. And Walsall currently sit 13 points outside the promotion playoffs, while Rochdale sit bottom of the league, 8 points from safety. So Rochdale have drawn 3 of their last 8 home matches, with 3 more results separated by only 1 goal during that stretch. But the key for me is going to be Walsall. And they've drawn 10 of their last 14 matches overall, and 5 of their last 8 away matches. So on paper, and as this is priced, Walsall should probably be winning this, but they've failed to win in 8 straight away matches. They've only had 1 win in their last 17 overall. Both sides still technically have a lot to play for, but for all intensive purposes, Walsall are pretty much out of the playoffs picture. I think their season's more or less done. They could make a quick push, but I mean, they have to make up 13 points in 7 matches.
Bit of an ask in that league.
Bit of a tall ask. So I could definitely see Rochdale fighting to claw things back if they do end up conceding. And I am going to call my shot in this spot. And I love a 1-1 draw at 6.5-ish. And I say that because Rochdale have seen both teams to score in 7 of their last 10 home matches, among plenty of other reasons leading to Walsall's current draw streak. But yeah, I think that should sort of help lend us form to why Rochdale might actually score.
Sure. Ideal. Okie doke. So for the outsiders this week, then, it's a win for Dundee United against Hibernian, a win for Bologna away at Atalanta, and a draw between Rochdale and Walsall. And combining that all together as a treble would be 57.59-1, which is pretty damn hefty.
Spice.
I will take it as a Trixie, so I only need two of the three to come in. And I will also be a dick right now and correct Joey on all intents and purposes.
Is it not intensive purposes?
No.
I didn't know that. Well, the more you know.
No. There you go. Hopefully educating many of the Trample Bet listenership there with a little bit of an English lesson in the middle of it, because it's routinely said all intents and purposes. That's not right. Hopefully this is right, though. On to the charity bet, where a tenner of our own money goes on a treble, which one pick from each of us. All the returns, should we be successful, go to a charity of our choosing that will be announced next week. And I believe with wins from both myself and Gordon last week, it is on Gordo to back the charity treble this week.
Rightfully so on me as well, because I lost it 2 weeks ago and you backed it. And this week, both of us won it. So it seems I'm a more fair thing. Who have you got, Andy?
I am staying in Scotland. So my outsider is in Scotland. This game's also in Scotland, in the top flight, in the Premiership. Saturday at 3 p.m. for a good traditional UK kickoff time. Aberdeen versus Kilmarnock. Aberdeen are on a four-match winning run. They recently beat Livingston, Dundee United, Hearts and St Johnstone. They've taken 12 points from the last five league games, so they sit only behind Rangers and Celtic in the league's form table. And over the season, Aberdeen have the best home game record of all the clubs outside the Old Firm. So take Rangers and Celtic out of it. Aberdeen are the best home performing team in the Scottish Premiership. They've taken 31 points from 15 home matches. Kilmarnock, they're now third bottom of the table. They have a 6-point lead over bottom team Dundee United. But they are the worst in the away from home team table in the whole division. So even worse than Dundee United, even worse than Ross County. Kilmarnock, 15 away games they've played this season. Guess how many points they've taken? Eight? I'm going to go to Gordo first. 8. Joey, 15 away matches this season. How many points have Kilmarnock taken?
12.
2. The answer is 2.
That'll do it.
So Aberdeen being the best side out with Rangers and Celtic at home. Kilmarnock easily being the worst travelling team in the entire division. An Aberdeen win is 10-11. Madness. Like that is such a good bet. Like, close to evens for an in-form Aberdeen team on a four-game winning streak. Outside of Rangers and Celtic, best team at home in the league. Outside of Rangers and Celtic, best form team in the league against a team that have only got two draws all season away from home. It's a crazy price. I really like it.
Yeah,
good. I've probably talked it up too much now.
It checks out, and it's a fantastic segue to inside this, which is you said outside of Rangers and Celtic. Inside of Rangers and Celtic is where I'm going to be picking this weekend.
You're taking on the Old Firm.
Celtic to beat Rangers at home at 7-10. SPL for dummies. Celtic are 9 points ahead of Rangers currently. They've scored 26 more goals than Rangers have at this time of the season. Both teams pretty shrewd defensively, conceding 21 and 27 goals respectively, with Rangers conceding more. Both teams just go through anyone else they play in the league. Their only real challenge is when they play each other when it comes to not getting points here. You have to go back to 2022 for Rangers' last dropped points outside of the Old Firm with a 1-1 draw at St Mirren. And for Celtic, it was quite a while ago also. I believe it was, let me just scroll back here. It was, that's Shakhtar. Yeah, it's mid-2022, so they don't really lose games. Celtic's home form's fantastic. They're really, really good. The reason you're getting them at what I consider a slightly overpriced at those odds is that their home form against Rangers outside of the last game in the league has been a bit spotty. So Celtic won the last game 4-0. Prior to that, they'd drawn three and won the other one in there. So they won two out of the five, drawn three of them there. I just think two teams is a wee bit of a golfing class between them at the moment just now. Celtic are a bit free scoring. Rangers are kind of getting by quite a lot of the time. They tend to concede the first goal in a lot of games they're playing at the moment, which is enough to rally them to go back and win it. But yeah, so I think Celtic will, Rangers are conceding goals. Celtic aren't really. If you look at Rangers' last few results, they beat Motherwell 4-2. They beat Hibs 4-1. They beat Kilmarnock 3-1. They lost to Celtic in the League Cup. They were 2-0 down at halftime there. But they're conceding to the likes of Partick. One of those goals was a giveaway. And Ross County there. I think Rangers have got more leaky defence than Celtic do. And I think Celtic take advantage of that at home. Get them at 7-10, 2-3, depending on where you put them. I think it's a pretty safe shout for the charity bet. Joey, are you some form of the SPL? Are you involved in some Ross County are playing Livingston or something? No. What are you?
No, for all the stupid bets I make, I think I know better than that. So for my charity pick, I'm actually going to be bringing it home for my first pick in the U.S. for this year. And we're going to be in the MLS. And I love Charlotte FC to either win or draw against Real Salt Lake on Saturday at 2:30 a.m. Nice early one for you guys.
Nice time for us.
That's going to be the price for that is 1.85-ish. And so both sides, we're only five matches into the season, so still early stages. But both sides have only managed one win so far. But yet these are two sides heading in completely different directions. Charlotte has been undefeated in their last three, while Real Salt Lake has failed to score in back-to-back matches, and they've lost four straight since an opening day win against Vancouver. Charlotte have been fairly respectable away from home with only one loss in three matches this season. But while IRS Real Salt Lake, they've yet to win at home, and they possess a -5 goal differential. So that's definitely not helping anything. Charlotte has yet to keep a clean sheet this season, the same for Real Salt Lake, but I have full faith that they'll have more than enough to at least leave with a point. I think this is a bit of a misprice personally. I don't hate Charlotte to grab the win themselves, just given kind of the caliber of teams that they've played recently and how they've done against them. But I think both teams to score and the double chance on Charlotte at 2.75 is a great way to sort of attack this one. And obviously if you can't do the little same game parlays or just want to straight up bet, I think 1.85 is great for the winner draw. And one of the guys I'm looking at is Enzo Capetti for Charlotte. Hopefully he can kind of help score. He's been their talisman. He's leading the line for them. He actually had a goal chopped off two matches ago and ended up basically just being ruled as an own goal. So technically he didn't get it, but he did contribute to it. So he's been in and around it. And I think this Charlotte team is really starting to kind of round into form a little bit. They've got Karol Świderski from Poland.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's just those two together, him and Capetti, they definitely bring a lot to the table in the offensive factor where Real Salt Lake, they've kind of just been really struggling. They lost both their last two matches, 4-0, both of them. So hopefully we get more of that.
Ideal. So that combines us into a charity treble this week of wins for Aberdeen, Celtic, and a draw or a Charlotte FC victory away at Real Salt Lake. So Aberdeen, Celtic, and then Charlotte FC on the double chance. And that combines to 4.66-1. So hopefully we will have £56 and change for charity next week. That's the show. That's all the bankers, all the values, all the outsiders and the charity treble. If you fancy smashing them all together in a mega 12-fold, it's over 12,000-1. So,
oh,
we're going to hit it one day, guys.
We're talking.
The mega coupon is where it's at and what it's all about. Thank you to everyone for listening. We do have a Facebook group. It's very active. Come along, join the conversation. Just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook and ask to join the group. There's no fee associated. It's a free-for-all. Got a great community of our listeners. There's almost 300 folk in there talking about the bets they like from the show, the bets they like themselves for the weekend, asking for advice, covering all sorts of sports, not just football. So I'm sure there'll be a Masters conversation. There's always chat about the rugby from Michael Stokes, who's having an excellent year. And there's been some wrestling chat recently as well. So they do cover everything in that. We mentioned earlier, you can give something back to the show. Become a member of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon. So patreon.com/TramplBet, or just download their app and search for Trample Bet. £6 a month will give you access to our video podcast, the middle section, where Joy was very successful last week and has 8 further picks this weekend. So, but that's for Patreon members only. The Masters podcast, which we've recently recorded, the MLB podcast we recorded last week, and also the cheat sheet, all the picks written down, so you don't have to remember which one of the 12 you particularly liked, or which ones of the 12 you particularly liked for your weekend betting. Guys, anything else to say before we wrap it up for this weekend?
No, just get out there, smash it, see you when the 12 fold comes in.
Yeah, big cup match for DCFC tonight, so yeah, as always, go DCFC.
Good luck in the cup. Gordon, Joy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you to everyone for listening, and good luck for the weekend ahead when it comes to your sports betting. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.